This is a Fox News alert. No change in radiation levels. I'm Lee Silasara. That's the message from the International Atomic Energy Agency after a fire broke out at a nuclear plant in southern Ukraine after shelling by Russian forces. The agency says its director has been in touch with Ukraine's prime minister and the regulator and operator about the situation at the plant.
It's around the town of Enerhodar, just north of an area of land called Kherson, a region that is now controlled by Russian forces as they continue their advance into Ukrainian territory. It's significant because it is the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. It supplies Ukraine with 25% of its energy, and it has six reactors. Now, according to officials, three of those reactors were connected to the power grid. The other three were not in use, but still have nuclear fuel inside.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. The White House says President Biden and Ukraine's President Zelensky spoke by phone about the attack on the plant, and he joined Zelensky in urging Russia to end its military activities in the area so fire crews can get in. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a measure banning transgender females from participating in girls and women's sports at the high school and college level.
Governor Reynolds signed the bill a day after it cleared the state legislature with only Republican votes. The governor says no amount of talent, training, or effort can make up for the natural physical advantages males have over females. By male, she means people born as males who transition to female. Opponents will likely challenge the legality of the transgender ban, claiming it's homophobic and is trying to solve a problem which doesn't really exist. Roger Stern, Fox News.
A task force of the major automakers and the United Auto Workers Union have agreed to drop the mask requirement as long as factories are in areas where the risk of COVID-19 is low. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Labor Department has released updated jobless claims numbers.
Economists have been expecting to see the labor market improve with fewer COVID Omicron-related disruptions and sick outs, and there was another slight improvement last week. The number of new claims dropped to 215,000. The number of continuing claims, those still receiving benefits, was little changed at 1.4 million. New claims rose to nearly 300,000 in mid-January, though the overall picture was still an improvement compared with this time last year. Demand for workers continues to outpace supply, which has made companies reluctant to lay people off. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A California doctor has pled guilty to a misdemeanor charge for joining the Capitol riot. Dr. Simone Gold, founder of the anti-vaccine group America's Frontline Doctors, entered the plea to a charge of entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds. She also admitted to entering the building and delivering a speech in Statuary Hall about her opposition to vaccine mandates and COVID restrictions. Facing a boycott by athletes, the International Paralympic Committee has reversed course, barring the Russian and Belarusian teams from competing.
IPC President Andrew Parsons said, "The war has now come to these games, and behind the scenes, many governments are having an influence on our cherished event." He said, "We were trying to protect the games from war." The IPC, unable to ignore Paralympians from other countries in the athletes' village in Beijing, who threatened to withdraw if Russian and Belarusian athletes were allowed to compete. The IPC president said it was a very, very volatile environment in the athlete's village, a very rapid escalation, which we did not think was going to happen. Jared Max, Fox News.
A ship carrying a load of coal that went down in a storm on Lake Superior in 1891 has been recovered. The Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society says the Atlanta was being towed during the storm and the line snapped. Crew members got into a lifeboat, but though only two survived. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.